I don't drive my car anywhere in the city. I don't trust people anymore.
Would you, after you'd had your catalytic converter stolen twice? Tonight, how the state is stepping in to curb a California crime wave. And dozens of sheriff's deputies suddenly demoted in one Bay Area county after a troubling discovery about their psych evaluations. And PG&E, once again, under scrutiny as investigators zero in on the cause of a major fire that destroyed dozens of homes. And it was another gut punch for the 49er faithful as Jimmy G and company failed to get it done in Denver.
Definitely not a good game to watch. It's definitely hard to get through it.
You're watching CBS News Bay Area with Juliette Goodrich.
Hello, we begin with an expensive and frustrating problem that's been plaguing California drivers. Last year alone, more than 18,000 had their catalytic converters stolen. KPIX5's Sarah Donchi spoke with one woman who was hit twice and explains how the state is now stepping in to help.
Well, it seems like at least every couple of days, people are going on social media and neighborhood groups online saying, "My catalytic converter was stolen. Can you help?" Now the state of California says it is going to do just that.
This is not how you want to start your day. Stolen catalytic converter, a trip to the mechanic, and thousands of dollars down the drain. Ginny Wong has done it twice.
I'm very frustrated the situation. I don't drive my car anywhere in the city that I know. If I drive my car in the city and park it, it'll be like 5 minutes and I'm out. I just don't trust people anymore.
Thieves took off with her Toyota Prius's catalytic converter once and lesson learned. She even shelled out $300 to install a protective shield to make sure it wouldn't happen again, or so she thought.
I told my husband, park it somewhere safe, park it with And he did. He parked it in a garage. You would think a UCSF or a general hospital garage would be safe. Nope, not safe.
We're going to get to the root cause, at least one of the root causes of this crime, and that's those brokers and those middlemen who pay top dollar for stolen parts.
Now, Governor Newsom is touting two bills he signed into law that make it illegal to buy the parts from anyone other than a licensed dealer and dismantler. Catalytic converter thefts have increased tenfold since 2018, per the governor. The parts can be resold for hundreds of dollars because of the valuable metals they're made with. The new law will also require people who buy and sell them to keep detailed records of the transaction.
You take away the market for stolen goods, you can help cut down on stealing. It's not much more complicated than that.
The idea, make it less profitable to sell and therefore steal the parts. Ginny says she's skeptical it'll change much.
I don't think it's going to solve anything until somebody actually cares.
So here's the other thing. Recyclers could also face fines if they are convicted for breaking this law, starting at $1,000, going all the way up to $4,000 if they are convicted multiple times. Juliet, we'll send it back to you.
Sarah, thank you. Meanwhile, the governor vetoed a bill that would have required children to attend kindergarten before going to first grade. He cited the unfunded cost of more than $200 million a year. The state senator and former teacher behind the bill argues a kindergarten mandate would help keep more vulnerable kids from falling through the cracks.
We have very specific skills that students are expected to know by the time they get to first grade, and that's where the disparities start.
The governor also vetoed a separate bill that would have required schools with kindergarten to offer at least one full day option. All right, we want to get to some breaking news now. This is out of Oakland. We're showing you live pictures of a 3-alarm brush fire burning off of 580 near the Edwards off-ramp. You can see a lot of homes in that area, but firefighters just reported no buildings are threatened. We are told this appears to have started as a vehicle fire, and we will certainly keep a watch on this for you. On to Alameda County. 47 sheriff deputies have been placed on desk duty over subpar scores on their psych evaluations. Here's what we know. The sheriff's office telling us they took a deeper look at staff files after a recent double homicide in Dublin. The 24-year-old deputy arrested in that case is accused of killing a couple in their home, execution style. Well, the audit revealed that 47 deputies received a D letter grade on evaluations done between 2016 and 2022. D's were previously acceptable until the law changed in 2016. The deputies will have to retake the exam and get a passing score to be restored to full duty. A retired San Francisco Police Department sergeant pleaded no contest to a robbery at a San Mateo drugstore. We're talking about Davin Cole. He's accused of robbing a Rite Aid pharmacy in November of last year. Prosecutors say he walked right in and handed a pharmacy tech a note saying he had a gun and demanded Norco pills. He was later arrested and was found with a small, unregistered handgun in his waist. Cole pleaded no contest to two counts of felony second-degree robbery. Prosecutors say Cole could be sentenced in November. And mental health workers at Kaiser Permanente have been on strike over contract disputes for 7 weeks now. An agreement likely will not happen for weeks or even months. Union members rejected a contract offer by Kaiser on Saturday. Kaiser agreed to increase pay for therapists, but the two sides just could not agree on administrative hours. Kaiser also said that while the result of the vote is that the strike continues, nearly 60% of their therapists have chosen to come to work while the strike continues. This is at SFO, some longer lines there, and it has nothing to do with security. About 1,000 fast food workers from 84 different airport food and beverage outlets, they walked out this morning. The union says most members make around $17 an hour and have not had a raise since 2018, and they say they just cannot afford the Bay Area's cost of living.
Conditions have changed, and these workers have fallen way behind the cost of living. We got to make up some ground here.
Airport officials say a few food outlets are still open with limited staffing, and the strike does not affect newsstands where you can grab some of those grab-and-go foods. All right, coming up, a disappointing night in Denver for the 49ers, and it got worse today. How long will San Francisco be without its best player? And PG&E under investigation once again, the equipment seized by federal investigators from the Mosquito Fire burn scar.
And for much of the Bay Area today, this was a beautiful fall day. But if you were in the city or anywhere near the water, we were right back into the grips of August. Gray, breezy, below average for temperatures. We'll show you how this plays out over the next few days. We are going to get warmer for everybody by the end of this week. Forecast on that's coming right up.